you are atheists, and some of you are communists, and some of you are Maoists, and some of you are Trotskyites, and some of you are Marxists, and some of you are Leninists, and some of you are Fanoists, and some of you are nationalists. Nationalists will always pray.
One of them called Mandela and all of these things. Because all of those are the programs. And Mandela is one of those programs.
Now, there's an approach that I want us to take. Yes, we have this report. It's a 35-page report. Last year, we adopted a report, budget review recommendation report, with a set of recommendations. I'm not sure whether we did go through. Obviously, my apologies. I must say as well that we get these reports only this morning, this draft report. The only one subject that we have for now is this report. The onus is on me. I take full responsibility that this report came out late. I take that responsibility because I got tied up the greater part of yesterday, and only to have gotten through this very late last night. To a point where I want us, and I wanted us, to do a thorough job on this report. I'm not too sure if we were able to go through the last year's budget review recommendation report. I'm mentioning it because there are a few such recommendations in last year's VR report that are quite relevant even today, and also for us to be able to move forward or to see progress thereof. We would have to benchmark our progress against last year's reports and recommendations as to what actually happened and whether did they see any end of the light at the end of the day. There are two ways of looking at it. One is this report goes through to the Standing Committee on Appropriation. The second one, and that meeting takes place on the 7th of December of that Standing Committee on Appropriation. And the second one is that such recommendations also are expected to be acted upon by the department. Now those two are critical. We are recommending, and again, this is all part of, as per the money bills legislation, the committee or parliament, thank you. Parliament, because our constitution enjoins us that we amend a budget, but there has not been any mechanism until the 2009 money bills legislation. That if effectively and formally instructing Parliament through various committees that it gets through, that indeed as Parliament we are able to make such recommendations on any budget, in other words, the adjustments. So we are at that point, and we are engaged in such an exercise. But obviously, what we are going through as well, Mr. Basson, is that the cycle is very tedious. The cycle, Mr. Mguni, that talks to these recommendations being factored into that budget cycle as a result to be acted upon. That cycle it has to be followed strictly. By right, that cycle is supposed to be talking here of the medium-term budget policy. Others call it mid-term budget. But the mid-term budget, that statement is only tomorrow. But your Standing Committee on Appropriation is on the 7th of December. So clearly, you are talking of the next year's financial year, so to speak, as in, you know, April to end of March. So that's what we are about, Sharon. So I'm mentioning all of this, members, so that, you know, it really gets to be understood among all of us, the context in which this exercise takes place, so that we don't just engage in an exercise for sake of it, as to where exactly does it get to be at the end. It is very important. And also what happens to the recommendations is very important. So I'm mentioning all of that in that context. It has to be, yes, there has been some training on this one, on the BRR report, and how it fits into the entire budget cycle process. But frankly speaking, the practice of it is an issue, the practicality. So having said all of that, we find ourselves having to engage in such an exercise. There are two things that we might wish to do. Three, if aware. One is to read this document, this draft, and to see whether, you know, grammar is fine, English is fine, formatting is fine. That's one part. The second part is to get into the content part of it. And that one will deal more with the recommendations. The third one will be to look at the context in which this report is premised on. And that context, among others, it is your last year's recommendations. Just to give an example, for instance, That's fine. Thanks for that. Because I was beginning to get worried whether I shall be reading alone or not. I think that context is important. And it actually starts from page 18, on 6, not on 7. Those shall be your observations of the and recommendations of the committee. The rest of what you have in that report, by and large, is your department's inputs, if you like. From number 6, becomes some of our observations and also recommendations. I was giving an example, for instance, on that first paragraph. You seem to be reading from that one is your HSC, and this one was still a report, which has since been. But I guess it should be the same. Content, yeah. Maybe the first part there would be the high number of acting positions, and that the department would have been engaged in a process of training and mentoring young scientists and engineers to fill the posts. Now this part talks to our appraisal of of the department from a position or point of view that talks about whether or not vacancies have been filled. And as such, therefore, work expected, because at the end of the day, what we are complaining about as a committee is that the department has an issue of capacity. And part of that capacity we're talking about refers to whether or not the vacancies have all been filled in. At senior management level, both at, except for the recent one of the DG who was there, and we've also heard that the department has since advertised, and they have the hope that by end of November, that post shall have been filled in of a director general. All the DDG posts have been filled in. What is not too clear is that whether or not a chief director and also director level, what the situation gets to be. That's where the issue. At one point, Mr. Libwani was reporting that there was a director position which was vacant for almost 7 years, which has just recently been filled in. Whether that is the only situation that we are dealing with such anomalies or such director positions or posts, rather, you do have an experience in other divisions. It's not too clear. It was not reported about. Also, we did not even ourselves raise it, a director and also chief director levels. That just as an example from where I am seated, with regards to the last year's report. Now, maybe if there is nothing to say on that one, I would want us to go straight to the report itself and then use that as what's the word? It's not backup, what's the other English word one is looking for? Mm-hmm. As a resource, as a resource ideally, unfortunately, you know, you might have it there, but ideally, it would have made more sense if you had a copy to yourself, so that you read whatever you want to read, wherever you want to read, within the last year's report, ideally. Mr. Chauke?
No, thank you very much, Chair. I fully agree with your approach. You don't want to duplicate yourself when you deal with an annual report, and especially the process that you are now dealing with. Now, the drafters of the report would have missed this arrangement that you then compare, as you prepare the report, you'll have compare what was the recommendation in the last annual, what's called in the last day engagement. These were our recommendations. You don't want to repeat again this year and do an assessment on the basis of that. And this is why I'm agreeing with what the chair is saying. It's a very important thing. So I think what you should do, Chair, will be maybe let's go through a report, and when we go to the recommendations, we then start to compare the recommendations. Look at the recommendations for last year and the recommendations this year, bearing in mind what has been reported in the annual report. So some of the issues they may have been addressed, right? So you need to read the 3 years ago, you know. So because sometimes that recommendation may not be necessarily correct this year. So I think if we had to do that, Chair, to help us just look at, go through the report and then read that process.
Yes, thank you very much. I don't know, Chairperson, if there's any possibility that we can have a summary. It is easier. We can have a summary. For example, vacancy, just engineers and what. That was our role. It's just in a point form, then we know maybe there can be 5 or 6 recommendations that we have made. Then when we are reading here, we can check whether there's any repetition or I don't know whether, because it is easy. I've just been checking there. We remember, but it's scanty. We remember what we agreed, but it's scanty. You understand? But when we want to be scientific, if it can be even summarized, you just put 1 point like maybe. Saying the correct licensing of whatever of water. You see, then we check there, just to summarize, then we move. We cannot take more than even 10, 20 minutes to finish that. Mm-hmm.
Okay. You want to respond to that?
Could we take a section just before our recommendations of this year and do a comparative, like a summary that Mr. Nguni talked about, and then link directly. We can just put a section to say, in terms of 2014-15 recommendations to the department, National Treasury, and other stakeholders, the following was not accomplished or achieved. And then move into this year's recommendation.
I think let's adopt that. let's adopt that for future purposes, so that we don't have to. In your BR report, rather than having to have many copies that you'll have to make reference to. You know, that are also going to be scattered all over. In that one report, I'm aware that you have a template that you're working on. I'm quite aware about that. And the potential for that template could be that you might be finding yourself having to cutting and pasting. I'm equally quite aware about that one. But if we can deviate from that template ourselves, it makes our lives, all of us, easier. It becomes also, if you like, Mr. Mguna, a tracking mechanism. How far are we on this last year's, and what is happening this financial year? And the point that Mr. Chauke is raising, there is an annual report of the department itself. So the three simultaneously are read together. Are you okay, sir? Are you okay, Mr. Carlo?
I'm fine.
Okay. Let's go through page one of the report itself. The other copies are coming through, which will assist us at the end when we are to be at that stage of recommendations and observations. Maybe also importantly would be for us to familiarize ourselves, if we have not, with that money bills legislation, what it says. If we do not have copies, Madia, can you just forward copies of that legislation? I think it will assist us as well. The legislation sets out the process that sentence goes through. If we have any issues to raise on that page one, pretty much straightforward. It talks about those three entities and also the department. You remember in the past, before this legislation, the annual reports would literally be read, if you like, in silo. Now, we're reading this annual report in keeping with any recommendations going forward. That is the adjustment that members of parliament, the role that they play. Because the question would have arisen as to what then becomes the role of parliament when it comes to a budget processes. So that's what we are dealing with here. Mandate of the department is derived from those legislations. We must have also seen that the Water Research Act is also in a process of being amended. So we are now dealing with two sets of legislations that have been coming since time immemorial. If there is nothing else, obviously we'll have to take away that draft. And it becomes, when adopted, it becomes a budgetary review recommendation report. No English there, no grammar, no omission of any of important points. Page 2.
Kodwa nje uma ubheka nje manje ngoba into eyikhona la mina ngokwami nje isingisi esibhalwe lave simnandi sonke but ekugcineni le nto le ifuna thina siphasise imali ngoba even yena lo waka-Water Research uyakhumbula ngize ngisho ukuthi ngendlela asebenza ngamina ngimboni ngempela umsebenzi wakhe ngendlela e-crisis ekhona yamanzi yama-toilet.
Briefly, Chairperson, she feels that this document should have been given in advance so that you can scrutinize and go through the documents. The documents are well written, but she felt that they are being bulldozed because not enough time was given prior to giving, been given these documents. Also, the water researcher, she doesn't see what his role is, because the problem with the water for the toilets is still continuing countrywide. Thanks.
Yeah. Want to respond?
Yeah. Thank you very much. I want to say it can be suicidal to defend something that's not defendable. It's true that we get the report very late. It's true. And we have to go through the report. Now that we no longer do the right justice, to live at the beginning. But at the same time, we are compelled by the program. It's the program that compels us to do exactly what. You know, when you are told by this state, you are given a week or 2 weeks to finish. It is a program of parliament. What I would suggest to us all here, that maybe we must go back to our different political parties, and because they are also represented in the program committee. And raise that. For us, portfolio committee, we have got nothing. We cannot take any decision in this sense, because we don't decide on the program of the PRR. You understand? The parliament gives us the program. So if we can go back there, for now, for us to do now, is just to finish this program and so forth. Then we raise this thing absolutely for future reference. I thank you.
I want to suggest something, Chair. That will help to accommodate everybody, and especially our colleagues there, that we read through this report. We read it through, rather than silently looking at the page and then adopting a page. We read through the report so that, because you see the skills of individuals in this meeting, some of them, they may not be quicker to read, but they can hear it easy when someone reads through. But it's very important to take the point, Chair, that we do that exercise. What you do, Chair, maybe can be on the drafters of the report, content. Sharon, maybe Sharon, read the page, you know. When you read the page, it gives you a person who's listening an opportunity to hear what is in that page. And then colleagues can then intervene and say, but in this line, look, if you leave it like this and say page by page, that disadvantage somehow now. So I am proposing that, Chair, if we can do it in that fashion, it's definitely going to help us. Because I've already picked up what are more issues. Because Mam Kaula will have to hear what is this thing that we are agreeing on in the page. And without her hearing anyone reading it, it becomes this advantage to her. Even myself, English is not my first language. Even I'm song, and English is something else from Queen Victoria. We still have a stage here in Parliament. I don't know what does it represent. But nonetheless, it's fine. Let me leave it there. So I think let's do it in that fashion. I'm proposing. And it's going to be quicker.
I think the proposal is right. It says we must also be mindful of our time. Isn't it that they say 12 o'clock, they are going for the meeting. If we can finish by that time, that's not an issue.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
go through this document and start earlier tomorrow morning.
We'll have to do it tonight.
But it's not in my share. The main issue that we'll have to look at is recommendations. That's the main thing. That's where we'll then do the comparison. Can just read through the thing, Chair. We can finish this thing in less than 10 minutes. By the way, one of the easier things to do, and especially when you read it faster than what's called. Then when you get the recommendations, you then get them.
While waiting, Chairperson.
Now you can do it for the benefit of for these students. Because I don't know how many people are going to do that one thing.
Okay, the draft budgetary review and recommendation report of the Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation, dated 25th October 2016. Introduction. The Money Bills Procedure and Related Matters Amendment Act sets out the process that allows the Parliament of the Republic of South Africa to make recommendations to the Minister of Finance to amend the budget of a national department. In October of each year, portfolio committees must compile the budgetary review and recommendation that assesses...
Let's feel free also where we need to make a point or where we are not clear on. No. What do you mean by this one? Let's feel free to do that.
The service delivery performance against available resources, evaluate the effective and efficient use and forward allocation of resources, and may make recommendations towards the use of resources. The Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation, herein after the Portfolio Committee, in undertaking oversight of the financial and non-financial performance of the Department of Water and Sanitation, the department and entities such as the Water Research Commission, the Trans-Caledon Tunnel Authority, and catchment management agencies over the medium term, but specifically for the 2015-16 financial year, ascertained and analyzed the extent to which the department and entities complied with the legislative, budgetary, policy, and constitutional mandate to ensure that the country's water resources are protected, used, developed, conserved, and controlled by regulating and supporting the delivery of effective water supply and sanitation. This entails adhering to the requirements of the Public Finance Management Act 1998 and other relevant National Treasury guidelines and regulations. The mandate of the department is derived from the National Water Act 1998, Act No. 36 of 1998, the Water Services 1997, Act No. 108 of 1997, and the Water Research Act 1971, Act No. 34 of 1971. Page 2. Alignment of strategic priorities of government and Department of Water and Sanitation and entities. Currently, the policy drivers of institutional reform in the water and sanitation sectors are the National Development Plan, outcomes reflected in the medium-term strategic framework, the National Water Resources Strategy, National Policy Review 2013, and institutional reform and realignment. 2.1, National Development Plan, Vision 2030, and outcomes in medium-term strategic framework. 2.1.1, Vision 2030, National Development Plan. The National Development Plan notes the centrality of water for social and economic development in South Africa for job creation, poverty alleviation, and investments in infrastructure projects. To achieve and ensure the centrality of water for social and economic development in South Africa, it is important that the following foundational and functional components underpin the work of the department and entities. 1, managing, monitoring, and protecting South Africa's water resources in a sustainable way while allowing for economic growth demands through effective administration and management of South Africa's limited water resources, evolving water resource management to meet expanding demand, and prioritization for an urgent need for a coherent plan to ensure the protection of water resources and the environment. 2, proposed water management strategy, which include the establishment of a national water resource infrastructure agency, reducing growth in water demand, managing agricultural use better, and investigating water reuse and desalination. And strengthening institutional arrangements for water management, which argue for institutions that manage water resources to reflect the shared public nature of water, the need for improved institutional development for certain catchments and subcatchments, as well as institutions ensuring that operations and development align with the country's macro developmental strategies and sectoral priorities. Page 3, 2.1.2, outcomes reflected in the medium-term strategic framework, the translation and alignment of government priorities by the department and its entities as envisioned in the National Development Plan and operationalized in the following outcomes as contained within government's medium-term strategic framework are outcome 4, employment, outcome 6, an efficient, competitive and responsive economic infrastructure network, outcome 7, vibrant, equitable and sustainable rural communities and food security for all, outcome 9, responsive, accountable, effective and efficient local government system, outcome 10, environmental assets and natural resources that are valued, protected and continually enhanced, and outcome 11, create a better South Africa and contribute to a better and safer Africa and the world, and outcome 12, public service. Chapters 4 and 13 of the National Development Plan highlights various outcomes emanating from government's medium-term strategic framework. With regard to water and sanitation, the work of the Department of Sanitation is contained within outcome 6, an efficient, competitive and responsive economic infrastructure, as well as output 4, maintenance and supply availability of our bulk water resources ensured. 2.2, departmental initiative to attain goals of Vision 2030 articulated in the National Development Plan. The attainment of South Africa's Vision 2030 for sufficient water resources are articulated in the department's key strategic policy, which is contained in the National Water Resources Strategy. The strategy notes the importance of water for growth and development in a water-scarce country, and also notes that water scarcity threatens energy production, food security, economic growth, and quality of life. The strategy addresses current and future water demands for Vision 2030 and works towards ensuring the sustainability of the country's water resources. The alignment of the National Water Resource Strategy to the National Development Plan are reflected in the objectives of the strategy, which are to ensure that water supports development and elimination of poverty and inequality. This is reflected in the work of the department in the areas of water resources planning, development and infrastructure management, and water resources protection. Page 4, contributes to the economy and job creation. This is reflected in the work of the department in the areas of ensuring equitable water use and water conservation and demand management. And the last bullet is protected, used, developed, conserved, and managed. This is reflected in the work of the department in the areas of regulation of the water sector and international and transboundary water resource management. Section 3, overview of the work of the department, budget allocations, strategic plans, and annual performance plan. To effectively optimize its work, the department has two accounts under which it operates. The main account is the appropriated funds from the fiscus and the water trading entity. Funding for the water trading entity to undertake operations and maintenance, as well as development of new infrastructure, comes from revenue that is generated from raw water charges in terms of the water pricing strategy. The water trading entity also receives augmentation from the fiscus via the department through Program 3, Water Infrastructure Development. The Department of Water and Sanitation, as part of its systematic financial and non-financial planning of work over the medium term, organized its work into 5 programs. Program 1, Administration. Program 2, Water Planning and Information Management. Program 3, Water Infrastructure Development. Program 4, Water and Sanitation Services. And Program 5, Water Sector Regulation. Over the medium term, the spending by the department is estimated to increase from 15.7 billion in 2015-16 to 16.038.3 billion in 2017-18. The projected spending of the department over the medium term shows that Program 3, Water Infrastructure Development, is allocated the largest amount of the vote. The emphasis on investment in water infrastructure development over the medium-term period reflects South Africa's intent to build a strong network of economic infrastructure designed to support the country's medium and long-term economic and social objectives. This investment in infrastructure within the water sector is a precondition for providing basic services such as water and sanitation to meet industrial, commercial, and household needs. The Portfolio Committee, during its deliberation of the alignment of the work of the department with budget allocations, strategic plans, and annual performance plan for the 2015-16 financial year, noted that the department had in the 2015-16 financial year a final appropriation of 15.746530 billion. The department had spent 15.556.974 billion at the end of the 2015-16 financial year, which represented a total spend of 98.8%, thus realizing unspent funds of 189.556 million. Page 5, the department over the medium-term strategic framework period identified three strategic outcome-oriented goals. The drafting of the goals is strongly underpinned by the principles and goals of the National Development and National Water Resource Strategy. An analysis of the reasons for non-achievement or achievement of the following goals are highlighted below. 3.1, an efficient, effective, and development-oriented sector leader. The department's compliance with the Management Performance Assessment Tool, MPAT, declined by 9% compared to the previous year, as partial compliance with the standard requirement was attained. The department... Does anyone want an explanation of the impact?
No.
The department performed well in reducing debtor days as a result of engagements with National Treasury and the Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs on ring-fencing the equitable share to offset raw water debt. This initiative yielded positive results. Although 8,000 job opportunities were created through labor-intensive methods to implement infrastructure projects and rural intervention programs during the year under review, delays in the commencement of certain projects within the municipal water infrastructure and dam safety rehabilitation programs negatively affected the creation of additional job opportunities. 3.2, equitable, effective, and development-oriented sector leader. To obtain its objective of increasing sustainability in water provision, the various planning-related milestones were affected by inter alia, contractual and procurement finalization delays, reallocation of funds from certain funds to drought interventions, and labor unrest within certain dam safety projects. On enhancing basic sanitation, the non-availability of bulk infrastructure in certain areas and cash flow challenges experienced by certain implementing agents resulted in the non-completion of certain projects. On equitable water allocation, the implementation of the turnaround strategy yielded positive results as the finalization of water use authorizations improved compared to previous years. The validation and verification of water user management areas, however, was not conducted due to delays in finalizing the procurement process. On improving water use efficiency, the lack of dedicated water conservation and water demand management funding within municipalities resulted in the reduction of completion of large water supply schemes by only 2%. 3.3, protection of water across the value chain. To attain its strategy of developing strategies for water and sanitation management, the department developed the draft economic and social regulation strategy. The gazetting of the raw water pricing strategy that provides a framework for the pricing of the raw water use and Section 10 of the norms and standards for public consultation delayed the completion of the strategy. Page 6, 3.4, overall performance towards strategic outcome-oriented goals. The analysis of the annual performance of the main account and trading entity in real realizing the strategic outcome-oriented goals highlighted above show that for the 2015-16 financial year, the main account managed to overachieve by 21%, achieved by 17%, partially achieved by 23%, and not achieved by 39%. The water trading entity managed to overachieve by 23%, partially achieved by 33%, and not achieved by 50%. The Portfolio Committee on Water and Sanitation understood that the contributory factors of below normal rainfall and severe drought conditions affected the attainment of targets. However, the overall financial and non-financial performance of the department was critically questioned. These are reflected in Section 5 of this report, that is, responses to issues and questions raised by the Portfolio Committee on the work of the Department of Water and Sanitation, Main Account and Water Trading Entity. Heading 4, Overview and Assessment of Financial Performance, Main Account and Water Trading Entity. The Department of Water and Sanitation, as part of its systematic financial and non-financial planning of work for 2015-16, organized its work into 5 programs, that is administration, water planning and information management, water infrastructure development, water and sanitation services, and water sector regulation. Table 1 below provides a consolidated departmental expenditure for each program, as well as a breakdown of the economic classification. Page 7, overview of expenditure for 2015-16. According to the appropriation statement for the year ended 31st March 2016, the department had a final appropriation of 15.746530 billion. The department spent 15.556974 billion at the end of the 2015-16 financial year, which represented a total spending of 98.8%, thus realizing unspent funds of 189.556 million. The department's underspending was reduced from 2 billion in 2014-15 to 189 million 2015-16 financial year. The underspending for the 2015-16 financial year relate to unauthorized expenditure of 3.7 million, which awaits a condemnation request from Parliament. The underspending of 39.825 million in compensation of employees is mainly attributed to the process of restructuring in the department, which resulted in deferring the filling of vacant positions within the department across all programs. Advances of 38 million, which include 36 million for Senebin water and 1.1 million for Rand water for drought and other interventions. Receivables of 10.1 million, of which 6.9 million pertains to staff debt. Loans of 8.2 million, which pertains to loans advanced to irrigation and water board. Voted funds to be surrendered pertain to the 1% underspending, that is 189 million. Overdraft of 6,000, which relate to interfacing issues between the commercial banks and the PNG account, and payables of 4.5 million, which relate to payroll payables, which are salary related. The economic classification above shows that the department utilized 97.2% of its budget on compensation of employees, 97.8% on goods and services, 100% on interest and rent on land, 100% for payment for financial assets, 100% for payments for financial assets, and 99.9% on total transfers and subsidies. 4.1.2, explanation of material variance from amounts voted after violence. In the notes of the appropriation statement for the year ended 31st March 2016, the explanations of material variances from amounts voted after violence show the following for each program. Page 8, an allocation of 1.886 million cannot be spent in Program 1, Administration. This is a result of transfers which could not be made to higher education institutions, 1 million, and non-profit institutions, 800,000, due to outstanding documents. An amount of 15.629 million could not be spent in Program 2, Water Planning and Information Management, mainly as a result of unfilled vacant positions, not be filled due to changes in the organizational structure. An allocation of 1.7.693 million for Program 3, Water Infrastructure Development, sub-program Water Services Infrastructure, which could not be spent due to the delays in the procurement of services and contractors by the department's implementing agents. The department has requested a rollover of 46.789 million from the fiscus to finalize the projects. An allocation of 55.099 million could not be spent in activities relating to Program 4 Water and Sanitation Services Subprogram, Water Support Program of 4.538 million and National Sanitation 50.56 million as a result of capacity constraints in terms of inadequate technical skills. And an allocation of 9.249 million could not be spent in Program 5 Water Sector Regulation due to the delays in the finalizing of an invoice for a water user association, which required legal advice as well as transfer payments, which could not be transferred to the Water Research Commission due to the delays in the finalization of a memorandum of agreement. 4.1.3, transfers and subsidies. An important component highlighted in the economic classification is the transfers and subsidies, which accounted for 5.084398 billion of the overall budget. Of the amount of 5.084398 billion, the department transferred 2.305744 billion for provinces and municipalities. The majority of the transferred funds to provinces and municipalities was for the municipal infrastructure grant transfer. In the financial year under review, the entire amount was successfully transferred by the department to the provinces and municipalities. Transfers and subsidies for departmental agencies and accounts amounted to 1.745893 billion, of which 1.744838 billion was spent. The largest transfer is to the water trading entity for the implementation of bulk water projects. Transfers to foreign governments and international organizations amounted to 1.189.231 million for the Komati River Basin Water Authority for the loan repayment to the Development Bank of Southern Africa. Transfers to public corporations and private enterprises amounted to 801.748 million, the majority of which was for the regional bulk infrastructure to Umgeni Water Board for the Lower Tukela Water Supply Scheme, to Amatola Water Board for the upgrade and refurbishment of 6 existing plants, and downstream infrastructure transfers to Makhali's Water Board for the Kalansberg Scheme, and page 9, and Sedibeng Water Board for the Sedibeng Bulk Regional Sewage Scheme. Transfers to non-profit institutions to the end of the financial year were appropriated at an amount of 1.998 million, of which 688,000 was spent, which led to variance of 1.317 million. Transfers to households to the end of the financial year were appropriated at an amount of 37.496 million, of which 35.157 was spent, which led to variance of 2.339 million. 4.1.4, other critical issues pertinent to the financial performance of the department. The following are further critical issues which pertain to the financial performance of the department. Vehemence and requests for rollovers. Vehemence amounting to 73 million were made from water planning and information management and water sector regulation to the administration and water infrastructure development program. To pay for projects that were underway, the department requested a rollover amounting to 77.448 million. This is reflected as follows: an amount of 46.789 million for the Water Infrastructure Development Program, 29.159 million for the Water and Sanitation Services Program, and 1.5 million for the Water Sector Regulation Program. The request for the rollover of 77.448 million was not approved by National Treasury. On irregular expenditure, an amount of 1.7 was reflected for the 2015-16 financial year. This relates to a contractor that was appointed on the basis of department believes that the basis was inappropriate as it sought to implement a ministerial directive issued as an emergency in terms of the Water Services Act. The appointment was carried out by the department's implementing agent, the Pelham Northern Water Board. To prevent this recurring in the future, the department is implementing stringent control so as to ensure that all implementing agents adhere to all the department's supply chain processes. Investigations are currently being carried out at all implementing agents to determine and report accurately and completely all irregular expenditure identified. Corrective action will be taken upon finalization of investigations. Fruitless and wasteful expenditure. The department reported an amount of 87 million as fruitless and wasteful expenditure, which is 50 million more than the amount reported for the 2014-15 financial year. This expenditure is as a result of duplicate payments, page 10, officials not honoring booked accommodation and associated traveling and legal fees. Commitments and accruals, the prior balance of commitments was adjusted from 35.432508 million reported in 2014-15 financial year to 12.353.269 million as restated amounts. This reflects the accurate balance that has been tested for existence and reliable estimates. The net effect of the prior year error is that the opening balance decreased by 23.112.911 million. This amount could not be verified. The prior balance of accruals was adjusted from 1.3 billion reported in 2014-15 to 1.5 billion as restated amounts. This reflects the accurate balance that has been tested for existence and reliable estimates. The net effect of the prior error is that the opening balance has increased by 197 million. Bad debt, there was an increase in the amount of bad debt written off from 59,000 reported in 2014-15 to 289,000 reported in the 2015-16 financial year as a result of writing off of salary overpayments. This is mainly due to debts of officials who passed away. Whilst all reasonable steps were taken to recover the debts and the recovery thereof, it was prudent of the department to take a decision to write off the amount as this would cause undue financial hardship to the debtor's dependents. Investigations, lawsuits, and legal claims. The special investigating unit was investigating possible conflicts of interest, possible irregularities identified by SIU data analysis, and also possible supply chain matter irregularities. This investigation was completed in the current year under review, and the results were provided to the department. The water trading entity is a defendant in a number of lawsuits. The ultimate outcome of these matters cannot currently be determined, and as a result, no provision for any liability has been made in the financial statements. If the WTE is not successful in defending the legal claims against the state, the maximum financial exposure amounts to 46.387 million, which excludes interest of approximately 7.189 million at 15.5%. The entity has also instituted legal claims against several companies. The ultimate outcome of these matters cannot be determined, and as a result, no debtor accrual has been made in the financial statement. Page 11, water trading entity. The water trading entity receives its funding from the fiscus, as well as revenue earned from taxes and transfers, sale of water services, construction revenue, commission earned, lease revenue earned, interest revenue, and other receipts. The expenses for the water trading entity comprise employee benefit costs, operating expenditure, impairment on financial assets, finance costs, depreciation, amortization, impairment and loss of fixed assets. Table 2 below provides a statement of comparative budget and actual amounts for the year ended 31st March 2016. During the period under review, the water trading entity reported an operating surplus of 3.6 million. due to a reduction in total expenditure for the 2015-16 financial year. Revenue from sale of water increased from 8.9 billion in 2014-15 to 8.69 billion in 2015-16. The augmentation funds declined from 2.4 billion in the 2014-15 financial year to 1.5 billion in the 2015-16 financial year due to budget reductions from the National Treasury Environment to fund water services projects, while the construction revenue declined from 853 million in the 2014-15 financial year to 449 million in the 2015-16 financial year due to uncertified work. Construction revenue reflects a decline of 47% during the year under review due to uncertified work. The total expenditure has decreased by 29% in the current financial year from 9.82 billion in 2014-15 to 7.59 billion in 2015-16 due to a decline in finance costs and depreciation costs. Five, overview and assessment of program performance, main account and water trading entity. 5.1, main account. Number of findings on the predetermined objectives of the Department of Water and Sanitation, which related to the usefulness, measurability, and reliability within certain programs of the main account were highlighted by the Office of the Auditor General. For the regional implementation and support program, the usefulness of the program targets showed that 55% were not specific, and a total of 68% of indicators were not well defined. The reliability of targets of the program showed that significant important targets were not reliable. Page 12, compared to the source information or evidence provided. For the Water Sector Regulation Program, the Auditor General of South Africa found that with regards to aspects relating to usefulness, measurability, a total of 70% of the targets were not specific. The reliability of significantly important targets was not reliable when compared to the source information or evidence provided. The root causes of the findings for Program 4, Water Infrastructure Development, and Program 5, Water Sector Regulation, showed that some of the findings from the review of the 2014-15 Annual Performance Plan were not addressed before approval, compliance with the requirements of the National Treasury's framework was not enforced through regular review and monitoring of the performance information documents, targets were not clearly set during the planning stage, as the department's targets could not be supported for measurability, proper assessments were not performed on targets, and indicators and approval was not documented. Management did not adhere to the requirements of the framework for managing program performance information due to a lack of proper systems, processes, and adequate technical indicator description. There was a lack of monitoring of the completeness of source documentation in support of actual achievements, and there was a lack of frequent review of the validity of reported achievements against source documentation. 5.2, water trading entity. The performance analysis for the water trading entity shows that no water users were validated within catchment areas, the reason being that no suitable professional service providers could be found, and as a result, the PSP procurement had to be re-advertised. No water volumes were verified within catchment areas. No water volumes were allocated to historically disadvantaged individuals, and only part of the portfolio of evidence was available, which made it difficult to accurately verify the volumes allocated to historically disadvantaged individuals. The River Eco Status Monitoring Program was implemented in 62 of the planned 98 rivers. The weather conditions were not favorable for monitoring to occur. Page 13, overview and assessment of audit outcomes of financial statements and selected performance objectives for 2015-2016, Office of the Auditor General of South Africa.
So on that point, do you, colleagues, do you want us to go through the repeat of the Auditor General's input again? I think you have received that in the, what you call the, I think just pass Andrew Leonke the part, the Auditor General.
Yeah,
can you pass that part and then go to the next part?
Hmm?
Yeah.
Page 15.
Where are we now? We're going to page 1.
Page 15.
Page 15.
The responses to issues.
Okay.
And questions raised by the Portfolio Committee and the work of the Department of Water and Sanitation, Main Account and Water Trading Entity. 7.1, Department of Water and Sanitation. In engaging with the Department on the financial and non-financial performance for the 2015-16 financial year, the Portfolio Committee raised the following concerns and issues. Achievement of 39% of targets. The department noted that the APP had particular targets linked to multi-year projects. Some of these projects are ready for implementation, but given the reprioritization of budgets to deal with drought interventions, the attainment of targets to certain projects could not be met. The department has since taken a resolution not to initiate any new projects and rather target the backlogs of deliverables on existing projects and programs. Impact of service delivery on the lives of ordinary citizens. The department agreed with the sentiments that the impact of service delivery must be tangible and benefit the lives of ordinary citizens. Examples were cited in respect of the department's work in relation to bulk infrastructure water development, emergency drought interventions, and assistance to local government in respect of water and sanitation delivery. Funding for drought intervention versus utilization of departmental budget. This is an ongoing issue which requires intervention from legislatures within Parliament. Currently, the standard practice, once an emergency is declared, is to use departmental budget allocations and await the release of the emergency funding. This often takes time and only occurs in the next financial year. This poses challenges to the department as it places undue strain on already constrained budget allocations. Implications of water as a commodity and a resource. In balancing water allocations, the department reported that in terms of the National Water Act, it is clear that the minister is the custodian of water in the country. However, a culture has been created, page 16, within the country that once people are allocated water rights, they believe they are the custodians of allocated water. There needs to be a radical transformation of the water sector in terms of water rights allocation. Rationale for not contesting National Treasury decision for rollover. The decision taken by the department not to contest the previous year's non-approval of the rollover and the reasons given by National Treasury of not granting the 807 million as justifiable, and as a result, the department did not contest the non-authorization of the rollover. Supply chain management issues. The department is reviewing supply chain
That's part of the recommendations we said on the ownership of water and distribution of water.
Yes, I just want to find out, you talk about 807 million, while we've got an amount of 1.6 billion requesting for rollover. Could you explain why you mentioned 807 million and not the 1.6 billion?
I remember you asking this particular question, and you asked whether the rollover of 807 did not impact on the work. The rollover of 807 for 2014-15 did not negatively impact and increase the rollover for the 2015-16 financial year. So it was the implications of the last year's rollover to the departmental work.
No. The minister also, in her reply, the minister also mentioned the 1.6 billion that had a huge effect on the new financial year. When last week we had a discussion, where they had to reprioritize. I can quickly get the question that I asked, which I got a written reply on. So, you know, I still believe that amount is 1.6 billion, not 807 million.
Can we notice when we deal with the final recommendations, we have the clear amount. Who's doing the, we don't have the pressure yet, who's doing the up and down issue. Is that still you? Come on, do you have any? Who's that? Chief, what do you do at the meeting? What is that? Oh, thank you. Okay, I like it. Okay, that's fine. So we'll get clarity to finalize the whole report. We may in principle adopt the report as a committee with those, you know, a set of clarifications, meaning that between yourself and the chair, and then we go to the issue. I'm looking at the time and the pace in which we are reading the report. Now, we are 19 minutes past 11. Now, what I'm going to suggest, Chair, through your name, that these are some of the details, but what we'll do is to ask members to note issues that they may, like now already, several person has raised an issue that give members an opportunity to note those issues, right? But we go straight to recommendations. If you have picked up anything, you can just refer it directly to the Chair, and it comes to you. You want? So we can go straight to the recommendations now. You can then we then do that in the next 30 minutes we must be finished. Yeah, I think that's how we do it, right? On this part. Chair, I was just making a proposal that to go straight to the recommendations, meaning that members will still have an opportunity to look at the report in our own leisure, but making sure that we have already adopted it. With those corrections that have been coming between. Okay? Can we go to the recommendation quickly?
Page 32,
colleagues.
Maybe we start off with some of those recommendations that could have arisen outside of what we have. For instance, as an example, on page 10. Investigations, lawsuits, and legal claims. One of those recommendations could be that the committee be enlightened or be briefed, if I were to say, about those processes on a quarterly basis. If that is fine or not.
You say now we're going to page 32. Yeah, because we have read some of the things, I feel that we should correct them, you understand, in the other pages before we go to page 26. Mm-hmm. Page 26, on 9.3, bullet number 1, sentence number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, number 6. It starts from number 5. The shift in climate pattern is being accelerated. And South Africa, you say, is as a country. I think that's what it's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
As a country. Then we also go to page 28.
Yes, there's a bushfire now.
Page 28. Paragraph number 1. I don't know, maybe there's a word there. Sentence number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It starts with resources per sector as well as outdated statistics. It will make the work of a commission. But it looks like you wanted to say a committee. A committee, okay, thank you very much. Yeah. And then page 29 again.
the last paragraph, the last paragraph, sentence number 3. If you start from sentence number 2, or which to address, you go with that one to your far right. You say the water allocation resource reform program is being implemented by the Department of Water Affairs and Sanitation. I think, and then you say through the, but I think that one is tautology, is that correct? Yeah, thank you very much, yeah. Then we go lastly to page 31, the first paragraph. And then when you take sentence number 3, when you start from the bottom, and then you go, you if you read it there, our water management institutions which manage and regulate water as local, at a localized, I think that becomes an adverb, at a localized level. I'm just teaching part of speech. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Principal.
Thank you, Principal. You see, on a, I'm not sure whether to suggest a lighter note. And this has more to do with generally how we are going through as a country, and the levels in which development take place. On page 9, this is a debate. In fact, we may not necessarily talk about it. I'm not too sure. We are going through a process as a country where we are, you know, wanting to be developmental, peaceful, and so on and so forth. But the language often that we make use is a language of war. Yet we preaching peace. You know, I make an example with even in a country as violent as America, in pursuing, you know, UN peacekeeping missions as a leading country. And when you engage, you know, soldiers in any peacekeeping, but soldiers. And soldiers, when they are there engaged, they fight, they kill. But the language is going to be peacekeeping. In our situation in South Africa, at any given point in time, we make sure that there's a word war. You know, it's a cultural issue that we are internalizing over time. You know, war room, you know, war on leaks, even here now, war. You know, it gets ingrained, war on poverty, war on, you know, it's war and war and war. Even here, we water on location reform, again, the acronym there, war. I'm sure we may find a better way of, so that we are not part of that culture that is being mooted more and more in the country. As I say, it was just on a lighter note. Any, sorry? No, this is ourselves. There's no recommendation. It's not what the department is saying. It is you, it is Madia, it is Tomani, who are, you know, throwing again, you know, into ourselves to internalize again another war. It is us here that are doing this. At the end, it is going to be our product as a committee. Anything else? Maybe we should just start to those recommendations from page what?
Page 32.
2. I guess we should start on page 27, actually, because page 27 gives us an overview. This is our input. So it's page 27. Because these are our assessments. Am I right? Am I right? There's nothing on the overviews and an assessment on the oversight work of our committee. Okay, page 28, if there's nothing, page 29, if there's nothing. Maybe on page 28, on those catchment management agencies, as part of our recommendation, if we can get quarterly reports by the department on the establishment of those catchment management agencies. Page 29. Page 30. What are we saying about that war thing that I made comment on? Is it something we're fine with if there is any agreement, unless we have some other views? What are we doing about that? I can't think on top of my head.
Argue that the language used by various departments and institutions in the country to define their programs, such as the war on leaks, war on poverty.
Yeah, I can't remember that part. That's only one.
Yeah. could actually be re-looked at.
But you made the recommendation, Chair. In fact, what was saying, in fact, was recommending that the language be selected. Can you repeat that first one, Chair, so that we can then craft from the position that you raised? Can't do that.
I don't know whether I shall be explaining it well. You know, all departments like these acronyms. You go to any Department of Basic DBE, understand? You come to what you see. So this is maybe the wording, whether they use the mostly when the wording is used frequently, then everyone will then want to cut that word to make it a big acronym. You understand? then that we will say this war thing, it's water allocation resource program. You see another. Then you, what is the acronym? War. You see, how can we push other people not to, we don't use those acronyms so often. Because we like acronyms. South Africans are good in acronyms.
Mm.
Very good in acronyms. And those acronyms, when they are analyzed, they lead to something that is discriminating.
But in the definition, you do have what the observance is, water allocation, in the definition, some of the words they have to be defined properly, so that you understand them, what is the meaning of that.
Maybe this is the way we should be calling them, maybe we cannot say war, we can say war. War, because the moment you call it war, it becomes another thing. And I said, you know, the war, you know that we know WAR, it's water allocation. Because once you say war, and now you prevent throughout the war, it becomes a problem.
Yeah. WAR.
Yeah.
My proposal would be that we acronyming it as WAP.
As WAP, yeah.
WAP. As in WARP. The whole wording is acronymed.
WAP.
As in WAP.
First get war, and then you get WAP. From war you go to WAP.
But again, the point raised by members is correct. This, and I was incorrect earlier on by saying this is our. Because this is government department war. Maybe as part of our recommendation, we have it as WAP, not as war.
They
as part of our comment on this one.
Gee, wouldn't they turn around and say they don't have a program like that? So I think we should then use the full word.
Okay.
Rather than using acronyms.
Yeah, our then they say they don't have such a program.
Mm.
Mm.
I think that's the rule that we should take, maybe, Chair. Let's use the full words rather than bringing acronyms.
Okay, no, that's fine. So that's one of the recommendations, right? Motivated by the analogy given. Anything on page 13? There's 31. There on page 31, the first 10.9 there, the due date for transformation of irrigation boards to water use license, user light association, sorry, was 6 months after promulgation of the National Water Act of 1998. The transformation due date was extended for another year, but to date, a number of irrigation boards are still operational. Water use association are water management institutions which manage and regulate water at that level. The point you are raising, Principal, you were correcting us on the grammar. But I want us to get into the content.
Which one?
On the same sentence that you read.
Page 31.
Page 31. There, the same sentence at localized,
localized
instead of at local.
At local.
But
yeah.
The point I'm raising is that we have here an issue about the irrigation boards, which were meant to have been transformed from 1998, 6 months thereafter. which were since postponed for another year. Until to date, we are still having those irrigation boards, untransformed as they are, expected to have been turned into water use associations. The scale in which they operate, their roles and functions, their use management and ownership infrastructure varies considerably around the country. Now, the issue here is that these are assets of the state that have been pumped into these irrigation boards. But by and large, these irrigation boards, they remain untransformed. And frankly speaking, the white farmers are literally owning these irrigation boards. They are not benefiting the majority of our farmers and our people. That's the essence of what I'm trying to raise. Perhaps a recommendation out of this could be that with between the financial year comes to an end, we need to see these irrigation boards transformed into water use associations. That would be my take.
I think it's correct.
Agreed, Chair.
And then maybe link to this, if we can also get the quarterly reports on the progress thereof, so that we don't wait until end of March. Quarterly, we need to get reports on progress in this regard. Anything else on page 31?
So in the recommendation says that we're giving them more time, so we're giving them a year.
We're giving them until end of March.
End of March.
However, we need to be appraised on a quarterly basis.
March next year.
March, which is end of the financial year.
Sorry. We'll have to change the
description. On page 32. Maybe there on bullet point number 3 on page 33. On a number of these recommendations, we might be establishing that all these recommendations are there, but there are no time frames. For instance, the department on bullet point number 3, there on page 33, should establish all catchment management agencies in all provinces by end of financial year, after provinces, to ensure better integrated water resource management, the provision of water resource services, and use and so on. And our committee, therefore, having to be briefed on a quarterly basis on progress thereof.
I'm looking at bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The portfolio committee supports the department's request for additional funding of 500.
We're not harsh enough on the department. We're not harsh enough on the department.
Yeah, I don't think we're very harsh. If we want to do proper monitoring. If you go back to page 16, which indicates that the department failed to spend 55 million. You understand what I'm saying? We're not harsh. We're not harsh. There should be two things. It's either we approve the 500,000, but it becomes harsh on that they must exhaustively.
But they have not made submission on the first 500,000.
No, well, they asked the chair, they asked our approval.
But they said they must submit the formal request, can't be.
Yeah.
That we support something that is not there. It must be in a, if they want to ask Parliament to help them with that, as they are referred by treasurer, they need to make a submission to the Commission with a clear plan and clear, what's called a demonstration of what informs that 500 million. Because you can't just call for 500 million when the department still cannot call for so that will only come, you know. Look, the shortfall, what we can only do tonight is that we can make a recommendation that the Treasury should assist the department, you know, with the resources to finalize the project, without putting the money into it. Because once we put the money, we're going to bind ourselves and bind Treasury on things that are not properly researched, you know. We're dealing with numbers there. We're saying that for us to eradicate the remaining 28,000 a budget system will need 500. Look, it's not scientific. You know, it's not scientific. Because, you know, our recommendation must say that Treasury should assist. But not only that, in the budget thing, that we can make a recommendation to have money put aside for that. But don't go to numbers. You can determine that maybe at another level. If you go to numbers, it means that you are agreeing with whatever, which you don't have the scientific presented to you. And then the department brings that in between, then we can support that.
And what about the unspent?
Exactly,
you
that's the issue.
Say something.
You don't spend money.
You are failing to spend, you want something else extra.
Chief President, I think we should say, that's my personal feeling, is that the portfolio committee is not satisfied with the bucket eradication program by the department in their time frames, and that we request that a final time frame should be before the end of this financial year, and we can then add that if they request additional funding from the National Treasury, the Portfolio Committee will support it to get this out of our system.
I would have I take the point about the figure. The Portfolio Committee supports the Department's request for an additional funding of 500 million rand was completion of the budget eradication program, pending its submission, something along those lines.
Yeah, its submission to the portfolio committee.
Pending its submission to the portfolio committee with detailed plan. And budget. How does that sound?
Yeah, because you need that plan, you need that budget. You should be scientific.
So that sentence continues to say, after budget eradication program, pending its submission, its timeous submission to the portfolio committee with plans and budget. In other words, without those plans and without that budget, we are going nowhere with the department. Is that acceptable? For me, the numbers, they are there or not, but the critical point is this of the submission, especially of plans and also of budget. How do you read that sentence? The committee is not satisfied with the non-finalization of budget eradication program within a stipulated time frame. and support the department in its request for an additional 500 million for the completion of the baggage registration program, pending the department's terminal submission to the portfolio committee of its plans and budget. Are we fine with that?
And raise your spend on unspent resources, on unspent money. There's money that is unspent, especially on the eradication. And that must reflect that it's a concern that comes from that. There's not so many. We have to put up a line there that we carry or raise our concern on the failure to spend money located on the project. Hence, you know, we support a detailed plan.
Committee further raises concerns on the department's unspent budget of so much in the rural
Chairperson, are we going to say anything about the 827 million that the minister gave back to National Treasury in last year's financial year?
Do we have it as a recommendation?
No, it's not in here.
Yeah, let's add. This is something that it's in our purview. If you can just craft something, then we can.
Again, it's further failure by the department to spend money allocated to it. In particular, you can therefore go to that amount. In particular, so much money that was a return back to treasure.
827 million.
Yeah. And then you can look at those issues, what was the reason for failure to spend the capacity of the department. You know, so I think we need to emphasize the point that around failure and then bringing an element of creating a capacity that would enable the department to spend its allocation.
You see, Jefferson, they were very clever this financial year, and that financial year. They knew they're not going to spend all their money. And the previous year, they had 2 billion rand that they did not spend. Now they get a nice report to say they spend 99% of their budget, which is fine, but they only managed to do 39% of the projects. But in the same financial year, they also gave back 827 million rand to National Treasury. So if you look at that, it would have been 1 billion rand unspent. But they are asking for 500. And that for me is a problem.
And say, Lana Jessa Kuluma, Honorable Basondo. Laming now, the concern, the booty, Lavandula to audit, Ama audit. Bush booty, Banner Loven thing, I didn't want to cool of cheese. Bobuki, then, Bennett met a matisse, about once with my shy. One more to Landela is reporting. 2015, uthathe uzobukeya manje iyefana awukho mehlupho. Okubuhlungu kunganakho kakhulu kunabezimali othola zefana futhi nazo uma usuyibukisisa ika-2015 neyamanje iyefana. Uyabona yini na ukuthi thina njengoba president committee khona nabantu abasidlalayo ekugcineni thina funa kusibe nemali sizobavumela ukuthi bazithole. Okokugcina-ke yilokhu kokuthi right-ke lapha ngiyabona lapha nikhuluma ngama-bucket system. Nithini ngala bantu laba abanala ma-toilet okuthiwa ama-V I P specialana ma-formal supplement emjondolo okufana ngabayamoma kuthola ukuthi akamonywa njengabo-ward 55 kanjalo yabo lawo umoma yabona ladonsa
umkhoteni
yes. Ngoba lawo ma-toilet still nawo ayinkinga ngoba yizo zonke isihle sikhala ngayo lana sihlalo kodwa uthole thazikho yingakho ngempela singeke sidoliseke thina ukuthi laba belo benikeza imali ngoba mina ngibuka ngokwamisathi banalapha kukhona ubudlelwane nabo nalabantu bama-auditor ngiyabonga.
Mina mama bengifuna senze umahluko. Yes, ngiyakuzwa lokhu kushona. Yabona la masikhuluma ngayo i-bucket eradication program, sikhuluma ngokuthi abantu laba bayebe nezindlu zabo zakudala before 1994, izindlu lapho bekumele kune-toilet inhloso. Manje akunama-toilets and ziningi lezindlu lezi. Now bakhuluma mabekhuluma lapha ngale yokuqala le bucket eradication program babiza ukuthi ilama formal settlements. Kube sekukhona njengoku imijondolo after 94 ikakhulukazi lapho abantu babaezendle mabethi bayazithuma. So le program yokuqala le bucket eradication program ikhuluma ngala bantu laba bekudala bekhona, you know, benamabhakethi ezindlini zabo ezakhiweyo. And then lokwesibili bakhuluma ngokuthi i-rural household infrastructure grant la bangasebenzisanga imali khona. Bona lapho bakhuluma ngokuthi laphaya emakhaya le program ayiqhubekeki kahle, imali iye yabuyiselwa emuva e-55 million. But inhloso yethu ikakhulukazi since siloko sikhuluma, since uThabo Mbeki, since u-president, since u-minister manje beloko bekhuluma bonke bathi amabhakethi azobe phelile la abantu bahlala khona idala behlezi khona, bebeloko bekhuluma ngalokho. Ngiyakuzwa lokhu kushoyo but loko akugqamanga nalokhuya. Ngaphandleni kokuthi sibe nokunye okujolile ukuthi enye futhi kumele siyayenze, sithi u-department makabhekane also nemijondolo apho abantu bakhona bahlezi isimo esisona sona so. Bengithi sicaciselane konke lokhu kushoyo ku-right, masazi ukuthi kwenzekani kunalokhu nalokhu okwesithathu yilokhu kushoyo. So akukho la sihlukana khona, sithetha into eyi-one. Bengithi ngijasi ukucacisa so that siyazi ukuthi sikhuma ngani ma-cities la. Siyabonga mama.
Jay, can I also raise another concern, please?
Uh-huh.
I think you're going to leave. It's 2 minutes before 12. Could we also put in here that we raise a concern that local government is owing the Department and Water Boards $3.1 billion. And we mentioned here in the document that there is an agreement on the equitable share, but they should come up with a plan how to recover this 3.1 billion rand from local government.
An impact mandate our minister to work closely with the minister of COPTA.
Yeah, and National Treasury.
And National Treasury.
Yeah, on the equitable share.
Okay. Ukhona okunye?
One of the things, Chair, that we must not miss will be the concern that we started the portfolio committee with, the issue of targets. To meet targets.
Versus the expenditure.
And that you remember that we requested that they must give us all the monies that were that thing is not within the regulation, that you are allocated the budget. you then take the budget and give it somewhere else, which there's no need with treasury arrangement there. Meaning that program three of the department which deals with infrastructure, its work now is being done by implementing agencies. Hence, we have requested that report, that they must give us a report of transfers that were made to implementing agencies. That is the regular that process. That is why we have the regular expenditure already of 1.something billion. It's informed by that, you know. So it means that if the department continues doing that, it's going to be found. In fact, at some point, it will, in fact, end up having a regular expenditure of more than, you know, depending on how much they give this entity. But at the same time, we then said that there's a need for a department to speed up an agreement with implementing agencies. There's no agreement currently, just an allocation without proper memorandum in place. If you recall that, we said that there must be a memorandum in place, and that memorandum must speak to public finance management. Because if you have a memorandum and you are allocating money, and with the approval of treasury, by the way, you must emphasize that point, that all these transfers must be done in line with approval of a treasury regulation. Because when you look at the regular expenditure, it's a transfer that was made to an entity, right? Now, how much of that allocation from program three that has moved into different entities? The department did not account in fact on that part. Hence, we said that they must give us a report. So it means if you're not going to deal with this thing now, yet, come the next financial year, and that's where the point that Mom Kaula raises, that somehow the Auditor General fails to pick up that part. You know, and I think we need to emphasize that part. And we're saying that you are not able to meet, to implement half of your predetermined objectives, but you have spent money. You know, the question of your money that comes in is what happens to the money? If you have not met your target, where is the money? So the money has been transferred to entities. And those entities are not being audited by the Auditor General. They are audited separately there. And part of what we must do is that the Auditor General should audit all the entities that use the public money. This thing that the Auditor General does not work. I was telling with the chair that the Auditor General uses private companies to audit on its behalf. But now this thing that the Auditor General will then take them, you know, yearly, it means that in the next 2-3 years, some of the entities are still not going to be audited by the Auditor General. So we must insist that in the next financial year, all entities of the department must be audited by the Auditor General. And we leave it there. It's up to the Auditor General, because we are now transferring money to those entities, and that is public money. So you have to go now, you put it up to the General.
Committee notes with concern that the department only managed to attain 39% of its predetermined targets, yet spent 99% of its budget. There needs to be closer inspection of the transfer to implementing agencies in terms of
that the department must use implementing agencies as chairman. Is that our position as a committee? Because if you say that, it means that program 3 is going to close down. It means that you are building, what is that chain? The building company that you have in the department? Construction company.
Oh, that construction
that
unit.
That construction company will not function anymore. You know, because it means the work that is done by construction company within program 3, it's now done by implementing agencies. What does it mean going forward? Hence, at the same time, the minister raises a concern on the issue of transformation in that construction company, which sort of more of a red tape, like if it's lucrative. So I think we need to craft a position there, Chair, that sort of raises our concern of using implementing agencies. I mean, implementing is your water board. They have their own programs, by the way. They allocate, they have their own money, right, within the establishment of the rules and functions of water. If you're now adding this extra responsibility, you are undermining your own program. So you need to create capacity in program three. You need to create capacity so that you are able to meet the demand. Either it can be emergency or not. The point that you are raising was that some of these projects end up being 3, 4 years, 5 years projects, which in fact, normally, if it's an emergency, will be a once-off thing that ends there. So if you're going to undermine program three, this is what you're going to do. You're going to use implementing agencies. And as they do that, they're not within the federal regulation. We have not approved that transfer as a committee ourselves. Because if any transfers happen, it must be something that is within the budgetary arrangement from treasury point of view, Chair. You know, they're transferring money to implementing agents. That is why Auditor General found that it's regular. So that must come to an end. It must stop and create capacity as the program that is responsible for infrastructure, which is program three. We must capacitate that program for it to be able to spend and to deal with matters of emergency, rather than using water boards. If you use water boards, then definitely that's where the problem comes in. There's going to be a contest between a water board and program. You saw the director responsible for program three. She was powerless because all work she's supposed to have been doing is the work that she's supposed to do is done by implementing agencies. You know? And we don't have control there. And the fact that we would now send a rep, we'll send a rep to go and sit in the procurement, it means that we are agreeing that they must use implementing agencies. If we agree with that, then tomorrow we must not cry, come the end of the year, when we are told that Butilo or whatever, Rainwater will not spend money, or it will not follow a proper procurement process. We must not cry because we will have endorsed it in the community. So things that we must not endorse, it must reflect here that we don't agree that the department should use water process implementing agents. It must create capacity in the program that deals with infrastructure and what to implement such, you know, emergencies within the department.
On the 827 million that was returned, can we say that despite the huge challenges in infrastructure funding, this department agreed the National Treasury to reduce their budget with 827 million. And the committee raises a concern. Now they ask for 500 million, where they had 827 million and they agreed to reduce their budget.
Couldn't spend.
Well, they reduced it even before they could spend it.
Okay, Mr. Mguna.
Yeah, but I want to just emphasize the issue, Chairperson, because I think that there's one, I don't see it here, where it says the department will send a representative on the supply chain, on the procurement aspect to the implementing agent. I don't think the committee should come to that stand. We should not agree on this issue. We are also saying the implementing agent must continue chowing on, because you will be going.
So, njalo baba la icelini. Yino expect ukuthi uzoba kulunga ihambe ngendlela. Uba yilowo mama uzofika bona ukuthi okay ngifike ngale ndlela ukuze into zihambe kanje. Enye into ndangiyibeka ngale nto yabo DG abakule lomnyango lwamanzi obucayi kangaka esinenkinga yabo ukuthi usathi ukuthi ubheke kulo session nje yokungenilela ngathi bangaki. Okwesibili, yilokho engifuna ukukwazi ukuthi laba auditors, lama auditors akhetho bani kanjani? Okunye ngawo futhi yi ayikho indlela ukuthi lawo ma auditor adenza auditor last year kungabuyi wona na, ngoba ezinye zeyinkinga lezogcina sihlangabezana nazo la. Thola ukuthi imali ziyaphuma kodwa osibone bona bafika bathi ziright ngenxa yokuthi bona la kuphela basebenzisa le nto. Ziningi izinto lama uyibheka lana ofuna zilandelwe. Khona ngisho amanzi lana aphuma lahanje ayodayiswa ngaphandle. Yabo lana nje sathi senodwest khona indawo engayikhumbula emqondweni wamamanzi aphuma la ayongena eBotswana. Asikaze sizwe lutho ngendaba yala wonke lawo manzi ukuthi ngempela ngempela la manzi njengoba ephumeka laphaya asitshelwa ngani ngawo sizwe. Namanzi lawa nalobo budlelwano bamanye amaproject okuthola ukuthi asebenza noLesotho Island. Ezinye zezinto kohambahambe la zisicacele ngoba sihlalo la wazi kahle. Kuney'nkinga lesiphume sika-oversight. Oversight yona efika isibangele usizi kakhulu. Awukaze siphume sekwi-oversight, sibuye kwi-oversight sithi nokho kube ngcono. Instead ukuthi kube ngcono sithole kube worse. Imali zihambile. Kodwa lo njengala kokhahlenge uma uthi ubheka indaba inkinga yasekhahlenge ihlunga enhlizweni yami as umuntu wesifazane owaziwa amanzi ukuthi abaluleke kanjani kumuntu okhona ophila kule lizwe lethu. Ngiyabonga sihlalo.
Briefly, the honourable member is not happy about the DGs, the fact that they are being changed all the time and they're constantly changing. And then she wants to know regarding the internal auditors or the auditors, who elects them and why are they also being changed every year, and if it wouldn't be better if the same auditor who audited last year would be used this year instead of the constant change of these auditors. She also spoke about the water that is sold to other countries such as Botswana, and there's no feedback regarding that. She also touched upon the Lesotho Highlands project and the question marks that are still hanging regarding that issue. She also spoke about oversight, the fact that the committee goes on oversight, but there's nothing positive to feedback when the committee returns. And then she also expressed her displeasure regarding the people of Gauteng who don't have water, and she expressed the importance of people having water because water is life. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for that, Mama. I would ask if we were to be straight to the point, what we are dealing here with are recommendations. If there is any specific recommendation, we tabulate it and then we bring it for discussion and agreement. Now, what I also wanted to do on page 33, for an example, there on top it says the minister should address and finalize the following issues: legislative review and process and timelines for completion. And we be briefed as a committee on a quarterly basis. That would be my direct proposition. So that it doesn't get to be an open-ended recommendation. Mr. Chauke?
No, thanks, sir. I think we are agreeing with that. I think Umamu covered the point that is already in check on the issue of exporting water. I think there must be a report that informs us with how much water in South Africa, each area as well, we have agreement. But in the suit, we are giving. In Botswana, we are giving. We don't know how much we are giving. I think, sir, maybe as part of that, have a report quarterly. Not in the quarter, that's the one of the quarter. But there will be a report in the next quarter of a water that is being, is it being sold or is being allocated? What do they call it?
Sold.
Is, yeah, the water that is being sold to, is it Botswana only, isn't it? I don't think that they are saying it's sold there. So we're selling Botswana, I think. I don't even get a report on that. and that report, Chair, I'm not sure how you deal with the two items, Chair. Maybe you may want to zoom in on that project. We have received a briefing as a committee on that project.
We have that briefing tomorrow. And that briefing is taking place at the townhouse hotel, XA in Xas. We couldn't find a venue inside here, Parliament. So the commissioner and the other people from TCTA and the department shall join us in that briefing on Lesotho Highland Water Project. Okay, bullet point number three for me. I think the point was made, the establishment of those cash management agencies. Get a report on a quarterly basis and also at the end of the financial year. Is there anything else still on page 33? Page 34.
The chair, just to see the story, and then if you go back to the story, the management of the department should act on the recommendation made by the Office of the Auditor General.
Which,
I think it's at the bottom, the last bullet, point number 1-2, number 3 from the bottom. That the management. You remember the audit action plan that's supposed to have been submitted?
Mm-hmm.
You can act. General, you react on the plan. Can you insist that the implementation of the action plan agreed upon in the department and the general, and the copy must be submitted to the portfolio committee as agreed? You remember, Chief, that part that that action plan, because management cannot just implement the recommendations out of the blue. They have to recommend on the basis of a plan. And that plan becomes a contract between the department and the Auditor General. And that plan is then shared with the committee on the findings of the Auditor General with clear timelines, on it.
Perhaps on controls, bullet point number 2 from below. Controls over implementation agents should be strengthened to ensure that the supply chain management rules of the department are adhered to and funds are used for intended purposes. I want to include there something along the lines that talk about getting to for the implementing agent, getting to receive 3 quotations before appointing. As we speak now, what the implementing agent does, it's simply, you know, as if you have, you know, a draw of some sort, there are 2 football clubs to play, which one is going to play against which. You know, from the head, this one, you know, and then this one. It's gone.
Mm.
It goes. That's what you are currently experiencing. So rather than having to issue out to all of them, bring us 3 quotations, and then we look at those experience of that entity, and also the less costlier one. Also for the Office of the Auditor General to be able to say satisfactorily, that's what National Treasury regulations on your PMFA talk to. I mean, it's not anything new, as it were. Apparently, this experience, or rather this exercise has been ongoing for quite some time within these implementing agents. It's been a free for all.
Chairperson, are we going to say something about the construction unit?
Mr. Chapman?
Yeah, before we come to the construction unit, I think the point that is raised by the chair is a very important point, and you must never lose the chair. And I think I also structure that thing. There must be a sequence in which we give it our recommendation and stick to a point. And the point that we are raising, chair, is that implementing agents must be offset by the officer general. That we have agreed in from before.
Yeah.
It therefore means that the point that the chair is making, that all implementing agencies must adhere to PFMA. Because once you say officer general must then audit them, there is no other framework, legislative framework except PFMA. There's no other law. So this then point of the chair, that the chair is raising, it then gets covered under PFMA, meaning that it means that the point that you are raising, I think we are recommending that all implementing agents must be under the UTA General. And therefore, PFMA must be implemented to the max. And it takes into account now the point that is raised by Chair, that you can't just jump. If you follow PFMA, you can't just jump and just fill up one. You go for three quotations if it's an emergency of that nature. If it's not, with a particular amount, again, Chair, it's not that you just pull any company. You end up giving this company 20 billion rand project. Or let's say not 20, just stick to the level of the billion that they use. 3 to 4 or 5 billion, and you call it emergency, and that becomes a 4-year thing. So, look, the legislature has the responsibility to bring to an end such abnormality. So, therefore, what we are saying is that from the next financial year, all implementing agents should be under PFMA and must be audited by the Auditor General. So, there's no one who's going to stop and change as they wish in the future. If you have told you that what's called chair, no one's going to contest you in that particular area. Then the issue that Honorable Basson is raising, chair, of the construction company. And I was whispering with the chair at some point that we need to have a full brief of the operations of this unit. The minister has raised the concern that this is one red tape that is in the department and all of that. I think what we must do, chair, is to request that the next quarter we must get a full briefing on the mandate and the operations of that was called a construction company. I think they said it operates as its own CEO and all of those things outside the was called. So we need to call them CFO, you know. So we need to call them. It's an entity that operates within the department. We must call it. It must appear before the committee together with the with the department, in particular program 3 that deals with infrastructure. In particular, the director, that director is responsible for program 3. And they must come and present their operation to the committee. The one, and once you have done that, you can then do issues of transformation, identify where the risk is, then get to know what is the position of the minister moving forward with that particular unit. Because it's a very problematic unit, as the minister puts it. And then, Chair, I think you have emphasized that point many times, that there's this thing that employs what? It's over 400 people inside.
4,000
people, exactly. Oh. You know, so there's no way that, it's another department on its own, by the way. It's a department on its own, you know. So it means that whatever transformation or intervention that you are going to make are going to deal with 4,000 capacity that is in the department, which capacity, in fact, does not speak to the working for the department. But if you look at why the department opting to go to implementing agencies, it's because within the department we have capacity. Now, if there's no capacity and we have this entity called construction company, what do you call it? Construction company,
construction unit.
Construction unit. That employs 4,000. In fact, that thing is a department on its own. It's a department on its own, that thing. It's public works, in fact, on its own.
In fact, that program 3 is literally running 82% of the budget.
Hmm. So let's have a session with you.
Chairperson, I would agree with that, because it seems there is, if you speak to people within that construction unit, it seems that they are set up for failure, because delegations were withdrawn so they cannot do supply chain management. They cannot procure equipment or on projects. It's been taken away by Margaret and Diedrichs from them. So you know, I think there's a lot of politics in that, and we need to get behind why this is like it is at the moment. Because having that, they were capable of doing the Clem William Dam, they were on site, and they were withdrawn. But the reason why they were being withdrawn is their mandate or the delegated powers to procure. Procurement was withdrawn from them, so they were sitting there. How do you function a department or a unit if that's being done?
Okay, we are making notes on all of those issues, Sharon. And is there anything else still on page 33? We were on 34.
The last point, Chair, there are two things that come out of the analysis. You have dealt with the predetermined failure only 38% implemented. We now have to deal with the regular expenditure and fruitless and wasteful expenditure. We must call for those reports, investigation and report. So in the next quarter, the department must come and present how they have dealt with the regular expenditure and a fruitless expenditure. If you have to follow PFMA correctly, it tells you that you investigate, you recover, you take action. And that three steps for PFMA need to be followed to the last. Because if it's fruitless expenditure, you must know. Fruitless, in fact, is criminal, to be very honest with you. The regular expenditure will be as you then deal with to regularize that money that has been transferred, but it's money that has been used. Fruitless is money that is gone. So you need to do what? Investigate, recover, and action. PFMA says that. Now, if our Minister of Finance can be arrested for failure to implement PFMA, and we have so much. I looked at the chair of public accounts input in the Sunday newspapers that people who are found to have broken the law on fruitless expenditure and irregular expenditure, action must be taken. And he was calling on Ntlamenza to take action on that particular area. So I think, I'm not saying that Ntlamenza must take action here. I'm saying that the department must investigate, it must recover, and it must take action. And this is what must be reported in the next quarter. Because once you got that report in the next quarter, you are able to now prepare for the next quarter moving forward that this is how we have dealt with the regular expenditures and less than useful expenditure. So I thought that's important to do that part.
Okay. Anything on page 34 and 35 on the program?
Ngiyayithanda le nkulumo ekhulunywa Honorable Chauke. Abanjani okufanele ngempela bakhethele inyathelo? Ngishiso ukuthi la nangumangameli athathele izinyathelo. Why kuzofuna ukuqinisa umthetho kwabanye abantu? And akufanele kushaye umthetho la ezobuya la irivese ibuyele emuva ibheka abantu. Akushaye umthetho ozokwenza ngoba sineyinkinga ey'ngaka nje lana. Awukwazi ukukhuluma kakhulu ngey'nkinga zemali ezidliwayo while ikhanda lona lingakwazi ukwenza into e-right. Uyena lovulele lobu bugebengu. Ngiyabonga.
Okay. We are back on what is expected of us. Mama Sukzile, page 34.
Hello.
On program one, program two, Mama. Oh,
just on page 34 and 35, what I found during the department's presentation, they provided certain resolutions on how they're going to attend to certain issues. So I extracted those resolutions.
So this is more of a departmental work.
How do we, as a portfolio committee, oversee and ensure that they do those activities?
But should it be in the, should it be in our recommendations?
We are on page 34, 35, which is basically departmental. What's the input from other members? I think we don't need this. I don't think we need this. Because we've dealt with a number of these things in our own recommendations. For instance, to cite you by one example, on 12.5, it says the area of underperformance in the establishment of catchment management agencies will be incorporated in the next financial year, which defeats our very same recommendation. But our recommendation in this regard says we receive on a quarterly basis reports on progress. And also we are saying by end of financial year. And this one says no, in the coming financial year.
Let's just stick with our recommendations.
So we're taking away the entire 12.
Okay.
I think we are done. We are done insofar as you want to move for adoption, Madia?
No, I'm just hoping that consideration of the reporting
No, I understand that part. I am saying we are done unless we have any specific one that we wanted to add. Okay, can we get a mover? 1, 2. Mr. Chang, I see your hand. Mr. Mguni, you are seconded. Mr. Hassan?
I support this subject to my our caucus also accept our recommendation. In our processes, we've got a deal with this in front. We must make a recommendation to our caucus. So, but I'm happy with all the stuff that we would want in this report is in the report. So I will make a recommendation that we accept the report.
Okay.
Can I on top of having the report being agreed upon by the committee now? Goes back to my earlier point, sir, that if there's any other thing that colleagues feel that they want to add into the report, they can do that via the chair. There's nothing wrong. But once the report is adopted and it's already processed, we need to know those timelines.
Mm-hmm.
So that Mr. Bajon is covered in whatever that we may pick up in the own caucus there. But it's important that that will have to be done through the chair. I think we can adopt with that reservation, but taking into account that once the process is now gone, you can't amend it once it has reached a certain level. I mean, so, but we don't put a budget on the report, but that will be done via the chair if there's anything that comes up. And we can do this in that way too, so that we are accommodating anyone. Even ourselves can identify an issue that we have left by mistake.
And discuss it with the chair.
And then bring it up with the chair and then we can
see
it. Maybe what we need to do is to get the final transcript.
Yeah.
And then distribute it to all the members, and then we take it from there before it goes on ATC.
You can email it us. When is the, do we already know the date when we will present it?
No. What is expected is that all of these must go through to the Standing Committee on Appropriation.
Yeah.
And that sits on the 7th of December.
Yeah.
What we need to do is to engage with that Standing Committee on Appropriation. If you like, lobby both finance and also Standing Committee on Finance and on Appropriation for our recommendations to see the light of the end of the tunnel. Mm-hmm. You wanted to say something?
No, I just wanted to say that I do stand under prediction, but I think the expected date for publication of this report is today. Because looking at the NA program Thursday, they're actually considering these reports in terms of the NA program for Thursday. So there is a bit of a time constraint in terms of, just to raise that with members.
That's fine, Stu. Let's get that final transcript circulated to all the members, and then even if it means later in the day.
The last point here that we have missed is that as you close the report of the department, you must insert yourself again on the capacity of the committee. When it closes the bottom, the committee requests more support on the following: content advisor, researcher, and all that. It's part of the capacity that must be the committee. You don't leave it. But these committees are not properly resourced. They're telling you. Right? So you raise those issues as you do your report, you raise those issues. You understand that? That's sort of a certain, to push budget so that committees of parliament are giving enough resources to perform their work.
Okay. No, that's a very relevant point. Perhaps we might also wish to identify, those need areas ourselves, in addition to the researcher that we have, who is on leave today, I'm told, in addition to the content advisor in the form of Shireen Dawood, in the form of a committee assistant who is now on secondment in the defense. I think the major relevant area is that committee assistant. Perhaps the communications person that we find ourselves, our work not being communicated upon, is a very ad hoc environment or arrangement that we have. Maybe if we can be specific on the committee assistant and also the communication. Okay, let's get that final transcript circulated and then get members to go through so that by 5 o'clock today, at least we have everyone having responded. Let's quickly rush to Old Assembly. The meeting's adjourned. Oh, yeah.